So this feels like a very long time coming to finally have Devarick Turner, trending news reporter at Knox News, here on the podcast for a full episode, me and him one-on-one, to talk about something that is very, very exciting, and that is Beyonce, everyone. The new album featuring Dolly Parton and a cover of Jolene that you probably first heard about, even if you didn't first hear about it at Knox News. All the other journalists who've been reporting about it first heard about it at Knox News, because Devarick Turner, in an interview with Dolly, was the first person to be able to, say that she had some involvement with this project. And now the project is finally out. It's called
Cowboy Carter,
there we go. And we're going to talk just a little bit about what Devarick's experience has been like, how he was able to break that news, what it's like to actually sit down with Dolly Parton, which is something I know everybody in East Tennessee, you know, hopes one day that they'll be able to do. And just kind of what this means for Dolly Parton's career, for East Tennessee. You know, obviously us being based here where Dolly also is you know, it's a cool connection to have with an album that's getting so much attention on an international scale. So before we get started, let's introduce ourselves. I am Ryan Willis, downtown growth and development reporter at Knox News.
And I am Devarick Turner, trending news reporter at Knox News.
And this is The Scruffy Stuff, a podcast all about downtown Knoxville. And today, all about Beyonce, because this is just something that is too cool not to talk about here on the show. And so, Devarick, maybe just to start out, let's let people get to know you a little bit. Obviously, you know, like you said, trending news reporter, a passion for entertainment. Do you want to talk a little bit maybe about that and just, you know, what it's been like and what it is like to, you know, have part of your beat involved getting to sit down and talk with the queen of East Tennessee, Dolly Parton?
Yeah, I love that part so much. That's like one of the greatest parts of my job, is being able to sit down with Dolly Parton. I didn't expect that to be the case, to like become like this Dolly Parton reporter, but it's been very exciting. I've gotten to chat with her for three times now. The last time we chatted was our third time together, and she was like, "I remember you," and I was like, "I remember you too."
So it was how could I forget Dolly?
Right, you can't forget Dolly. But it was a great moment. I really enjoy being in Knoxville and being able to cover entertainment and culture and some of the, you know, fun events that goes around all the time here in Knoxville. So
yeah,
it's been exciting.
Yeah, and I don't know if your experience with Dolly was like my experience with Peyton Manning. I just bring those up because you talk about like all like the celebrities and all the entertainment, and then also you throw in the sports celebrities into the mix that have come out of Knoxville. And I remember when I interviewed Peyton Manning, it was on the phone, and the person warned me, it's like, you know, whenever you get on the phone with Peyton, you're going to think it is somebody doing a parody of Peyton Manning. Like, he is so genuinely himself. And I've heard the same thing about Dolly. I mean, you know, you see Dolly, she seems like she's everywhere. I don't know if she has more than 24 hours in a day. It seems like she does sometimes. But when you actually sit down with her, what is she like?
She's everything that you would imagine. She's just sweet, Southern. She's like your auntie, really. And I'm always nervous. I always get nervous, like dry mouth and everything. But like, she makes you feel at ease. And she answers all your questions. Every question I ask, like, she has the answer for it. She's probably just trained because she's done it so many times. But like, she makes you feel very comfortable and very at ease. Always has a joke. So that's really fun to have her sense of humor always come out.
Yeah. Do you remember the last joke she told?
I don't.
Is it like she actually has like a joke plan, or she's just naturally funny?
She's naturally funny. I've seen interviews where she gives like some actual written down jokes.
Like, knock knock, who's there?
Yeah. But like during the interview, it's just her humor comes out while answering questions. Like, she comments about, you know, her hair and her wigs and the makeup and, you know, her assets.
Yeah, her assets. There you go. That's
so
the best way to put it.
She's always playing up that.
Yeah.
And that's really fun.
Yeah. And obviously she's Sevier County, but you see her influence here in Knox County and in Knoxville as well. I mean, one of the most prominent murals in Knoxville, you know, it's a downtown show. So downtown, right in the center of it, Market Square, there in the alley, you have the Dolly Parton mural. You see her everywhere. And you talked about just how she's always very genuine and is genuine in answering questions and willing to answer questions. So let's talk about the big question. I mean, you're going into that interview and knowing that there was, I don't know. I mean, what did you know? Why? How did that question come up in the first place to ask about Beyonce?
The question came up because it's a funny story, actually. I knew there had been speculation that Beyonce and Dolly had either worked together. There was a lot of speculation online about either they had worked together or Dolly had written a song for the album, or that Beyonce had covered one of the songs. And so I knew that going in, and that was one of my written questions. But the interview is very quick. It's about 10 minutes. And so we were there to cover the opening of Dollywood, and then she has a new museum opening at the park. So I had all those questions that I had to ask. And so we got down to the very last question, because one of our PR people like warn you when it's the final question.
Yeah.
So I had three questions still listed. But one of them was part of kind of a bigger Dolly Parton project that we're working on. So I was like, let me ask this question about philanthropy, because I hadn't asked it, but I know it's something that we needed.
Yeah.
So it's the final question. She knew it was the final question, so she was very quick. It was like two sentences. And so that was the end. That was technically the end of the interview, but I'm like, I'm going to ask this Beyonce question. So I'm like, can I ask just one more quick question? It's very quick and it's fun. And I said, it's about Beyonce. And her face lit up.
Really?
It really lit up.
So it's not something she was like trying to, I mean, she wanted to talk about
She wanted to talk about it. I just asked the question. I didn't even like give time for somebody to tell me no.
Right.
But I couldn't ask it because my time was up. But so I asked the question about what she could share about the album. And that's when she was like, well, I heard that she recorded Jolene and it's going to be on the album.
So she just said it straight up, not even like hitting at it. I mean, she was, yeah.
She was like, this is what I heard and I think this is what's going to happen. And she just kept on talking. I'm like, is this an exclusive? And we all started laughing, but she was like, I love her and I've always wanted her to sing that song. And so she's kept in touch with her over the years. And so she wanted to talk about it. And
yeah.
So that was the exciting part for me, because I just wanted to ask that question. And I made sure I got the question in, even though my time was up.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good reporter there.
It's good that we ended on a light tone, because we were talking about philanthropy and like, you know, how does she chooses which causes that she supports. But
right.
I was like, let's end on this fun note.
Yeah.
And it was really good. It was a good moment.
That's awesome, man. I'm happy. I'm happy for you, because I know you're a big Beyonce fan too, right?
Yeah, I'm a huge Beyonce fan.
Yeah, and so and obviously become. I don't know how much you were into Dolly before you got to Eastern Sea, but
I was a huge Dolly fan.
Yeah, but I feel like probably even more now, right? That you get to meet her and stuff. So you're talking about two of your musical, you know, I don't know, idols is putting words in your mouth, but two of, you know, people that you look up to in the music industry and that you're a fan of. How cool is that for that to come together? I guess, did you get the vibe in talking to her? And we'll get to some of the reactions here in a minute about, you know, sort of how other news outlets picked this up and started referencing you, which is cool in its own way. Did you get the vibe that she was allowed to talk about it, or that she, do you feel like she, like, you know, upset Beyonce in some way? I don't think Beyonce would ever be upset with Dolly, but
well,
you know.
I thought she was going to be upset and I was going to get kidnapped by Parkwood Entertainment, but she wasn't. I'm still here. But when Dolly said the Jolene part, it sounded like she was okay with it, but then she quickly like went into PR mode and it was like, I think, I hope, maybe. So I think she I don't know if she jumped the gun, but she seemed very eager to talk about it.
Right.
So yeah.
And other people were eager to report about it. And so I think one of the coolest things, so we've all kind of been celebrating here in the newsroom, I think, the fact that you were able to do this, because it's rare that something happens in your hometown that gets the national attention, you know, as a journalist. And I think, you know, we're passionate about being able that if there's a national story that happens here in our backyard, that we are at Knox News are going to be the first ones to report it. And we're not the first ones to report it. We're going to be the ones that own it. And so it's always cool when you see something that we write about, you know, be referenced on a national scale. And so can you just talk a little bit about what the response has been like, specifically, like, I don't know if you've gotten any like personal like responses, like other reporters reaching out to you, but certainly you've had other reporters and other outlets referencing you. So what does that look like?
It was wild, because I watched it happen in like real time. When our story published on Knox News, I just like did a search and I could see like other smaller sites, entertainment sites picking it up. And then like I saw the reaction on social media, people like freaking out, like, oh, she's covered Jolene. And then I started seeing like the major entertainment outlets start, like Entertainment Weekly, Variety Magazine, Billboard Magazine, Rolling Stone, that was wild, seeing it just blow up like that. And then it was on the Today Show. I saw Gayle King talk about it.
Wow.
So it was wild. And also, like, in those stories, Knox News was referenced. So that was even more cool to see, like, us. Because I think you would expect a story like that to come out of, like, Nashville. Or since we're part of the USA Today Network, it would come from USA Today.
Right.
But they were referencing Knox News, and that was really cool.
Yeah, no, that is awesome. Well, you know, and obviously, maybe not obvious. I mean, if you're not paying attention to the music industry, not obvious to you. But the album is out now, and I think we said it at the top of the podcast. I hope we did. Confirmed. It is on the album. I mean, it came out today, right? So today that we're recording is March 29th. Is that when it is it dropped today?
Yes.
Yeah.
But also, so one thing Dolly didn't tell me, she mentioned Jolene, but she didn't mention that she herself would be on the album.
Right.
So there is a track called Dolly P, and it's just Dolly speaking in like a voicemail to Beyonce, kind of like just comparing Jolene to one of Beyonce's former songs called Sorry. And it introduces Jolene, so Beyonce's version. So that was pretty cool to hear actually Dolly Parton be part of the album and not just the song.
For sure. Well, I, you know, you're close with Dolly now, it sounds like.
Yes, we're best friends.
Yeah. And you've reported, you know, you've reported about this. So I'm not going to ask you to necessarily critique or anything like that. But I mean, initial thoughts on when you heard the song, what it was like, especially considering, you know, one, on a professional level, but two, on a personal level, that these are two people that you enjoy as artists. So what did you think of the song?
I really love the song. I think it elevates it in a way. Like, Beyonce expands the song. So it's not just about, like, you know, begging Jolene not to take my man. Beyonce is literally giving this woman a warning. Don't even try it.
Yeah.
So I think it's really cool to see. Dolly Parton is known as a storyteller, so to have Beyonce expand the storytelling of that song, I think it's really cool. I don't think it'll be like Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You, like to hold up and just be like this classic that we all know Jolene because of Beyonce, or that we all know I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston,
right?
It was written by Dolly Parton, so I don't think it'll have that type of impact, but I do think it's cool to see Beyonce just take it to a different level.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Do it in her own way, in her own style.
For sure. Yeah. And then just thinking, you know, you say the word impact, you know, it might sound silly to think about what impact this could have on East Tennessee or Knoxville. It's just a song, right? But, you know, we just came off of Big Ears weekend. We know music can have a powerful impact on a community. And, you know, for me, I'm just thinking about this song, Jolene, and having Dolly Parton on the album. I mean, it just further, I think, cements Dolly's legacy of, like, you know, being willing to, you know, expand her artistic horizons. I think, you know, part of what you know, maybe we can talk about here briefly is, you know, sort of the response from the industry of, you know, it's too hip-hop for country stations, or too R&B for country stations, or it's too country for R&B stations. You know, it's just like, it seems like it's just like in this in between. I've heard, you know, people critiquing it. It's like, this is not country music. Well, it's Beyonce, dude. Who cares? Like, right. She could do what she wants to, and it's not about you. You know, maybe she wanted to do it for her. So we can talk about that here in a second. But just thinking about the impact of a song, you know, obviously this has gotten a lot of national attention. What do you think this means for Knoxville? What do you think this means for East Tennessee? What do you think this means for Dollywood and Sevier County and Dolly Parton herself? I mean, she's done so much in her career. This might seem like a small thing, but you know, it's a really cool thing. So I'm just wondering how you're sort of gauging where this ranks, I guess, among cool things that she's done in her career.
One thing that I think is I've gotten to interview her three times, and each time, like, what really stands out is her love for East Tennessee and the Smoky Mountains. Like, she's a Smoky Mountain girl. And I just think that anything that she does comes from that place of representing her home. And so I think this just kind of, like what you said, expands her legacy in a different way. Like, it exposes Dolly Parton to people who probably hadn't heard her songs or listened to country music. So I think it just expands the legacy of Dolly Parton, but also her love for East Tennessee and the Smokies in a very musical and different way, in a unique way.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, talking about, you know, the radio stations and all that, I mean, Dolly kind of got a little bit of that herself when you talk about the, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, and then her rock album that comes out, and it's like, you know, Dolly's trying something that's, you know, of course, people, I think, were a little bit more patient with Dolly because she is this, you know, she's this beloved figure by a lot of people across, you know, all demographics, all places, not just East Tennessee love, all over the world. But, you know, Beyonce has been getting some of that too, and it's not been as peaceful, maybe. Right. I guess a lot of people seem like they're, you know, reminds me of Old Town Road with Lil Nas X. You, I understand, talked to some of the radio stations here and talked to some of the record stores around here. How is Knoxville receiving this?
So I reached out to a few radio stations just to see, like, because of the Dolly Parton connection, will they play it a little bit more? Particularly, like, country stations, would they play it more than they normally would play a Beyonce song? Only one station really got back to me, and that was one of the hip-hop stations here. And even they always play Beyonce, and they were like, this might be a little too country for our platform. But if you listen to the album, there are a lot of, I think, if they're released as singles, I think there are a lot of songs on there that could be played on hip-hop radio stations. I don't know if country stations will play some of those songs, though. Right. So I think that might be the challenge, yeah. I think.
What about Texas Hold'em? How's that? Because that was the single, right? How is that getting played right now?
The person I talked to at the radio station, he actually said, "This is a we've been playing it very heavily, but it pushes the boundaries of what we don't normally play." So, and I talked to him before the album was released. So he was like, "I don't know how much of the album we could play, depending on how much country it sounds, I guess."
Right.
But I think, like, she blends, like Beyonce said in her message, this is a Beyonce album, not a country album. And so when you look at it in that way, you really do get a sense of this is just a musical artist creating art. And I think she does it a really good job of blending the sound that we know Beyonce for, but also having, like, a country twang. Like, she's riffing on it, she's got opera on it, she's rapping on it. I think it'll surprise people who initially look at it as, like, just a country album and not an actual, like, work of art.
Yeah, I think that's a problem when you see things like this come up, these sort of crossovers, that some people are focused more on, you know, the musical artists that they love as artists, and some think of them as entertainers. And so whether you're thinking, oh, entertain me the way that I'm used to being entertained, or are they an artist who's trying to express themselves? And obviously, I think Dolly, like Beyonce, both of them have always been willing to push their own artistic boundaries and expand their own artistic horizons. And I mean, I've always considered both of them more artists than entertainers, and because of their art and how good they are at their art, they are entertaining.
Dolly's on a rap song at the moment. I don't know if you know, she has a song with Pitbull that released a few weeks ago.
So she's you know, how cool. I mean, I'll be honest, I didn't get all the Dolly hype until I moved here. And now that I'm here, man, how cool is it to have, to be able to talk about something like this? And I'm excited for you to be able to have opportunities like this to sit down with her. And I'm excited for Knox News to have the opportunity to be able to share this with y'all and, you know, to be cited the way that we've been cited. Because this is not just a one-off, like, lucky, like, you happen to ask the right question thing. This is years now of relationship building and getting to know Dolly and you putting in the hard work. When you go up to Sevier County, which I know can be, like, super long days of going up there and seeing the park and getting the tours every time that something new happens. So yeah,
even she was tired. She was, because I think we were the last interview. Knox News was her last interview. And afterwards, she was like, are we done?
Yeah.
Is that the last one?
So, you know, what I'm trying to say is all this is the culmination of hard work by you and broader the newsroom, but specifically, man, right here, like, you deserve all the credit in the world. And so for people who want to keep up with you, who maybe haven't read your work before but are now excited about it since you know, you broke this news, what's the best way for people to keep up with what you're doing?
You can reach me at dturner1208 on Twitter, which is now called X. or and Instagram, dturner1208. And then you can also email me at davarik.turner@knoxnews.
Awesome. As always, this podcast was brought to you by Knox News. So we appreciate the support here. But if you want to take that support one step further, head on over to subscribe.knoxnews.com. That's where you can take advantage of our latest offers and get unlimited access to everything we discuss here on the show and a whole lot more. Everything from downtown Knoxville news to Knoxville news to Knox County and obviously East Tennessee. Everything from arts and entertainment to sports and politics and schools and business and growth and development. Anything you'd want to know about this part of the state that we all love is available over at Knox News. And before you log off, if you have not already, make sure you hit that like or subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening on so you get a notification every time a new episode drops. And if you love the show, tell us what you love about it. Leave a review, a 5-star rating if you would. You can also feel free to throw in there something you'd like to hear us talk about next, because we're always looking for ideas. And if you'd rather do that one-on-one, I always encourage people to reach out to me. You can give me a follow on Instagram at Knox Scruff, or shoot me an email at ryan.wilusz@knoxnews.com. Also, check out the podcast description for links to some of the stories that we talked about here today on the show, as well as links to both the Urban Knoxville Facebook group and the Urban Knoxville newsletter. Both of those are free resources to keep you even more plugged in with what's happening in and around downtown Knoxville. As always, thanks for the support and thanks for listening. We'll be back again next week talking all about the asylum. Maybe you have seen the news over at knoxnews.com about the new nightclub that is opening up at the Lunaverse District on the edges of downtown at the former International property. We're going to talk about what this venue could mean for downtown Knoxville in terms of potentially a new district being formed, as well as just filling a void in the Knoxville nightlife scene and the Knoxville dance scene. So you're not going to want to miss that episode. And until then, stay scruffy, Knoxville.